Pitch. Popped him up. And a shallow left field. This one does look playable. And stop and start battling the wind. And dropped in back of Patrick Mixon, who was playing the outfield. And in the score from third is Levar. Montezuma pulls into second. Runners take their leads off all three bases. Left-handed batter will bunt and out in front of the mound, and a little flip by the pitcher. Collinson in time. What a defensive play. He still had the force out as Mixon tried to slide in and out. 1-2. Karpinski, and the ball bunted. Rolls up the third baseline. Alvarez will spin and throw and lay and down the right field line. This is going to allow one runner coming to score. Second runner will come in to score as he slides safely to throw from right too late. And on a throwing error from Alvarez off the bunt attempt by Newbeck, two score for Indian Hills, and it's 4-2. Line drive in the left center field. That one falls for a hit as Keck comes in. Montezuma will pull into second. On an RBI single from Herman, and it's a 5-2 lead for Indian Hill. High fly ball towards left field. Going back, Olson, still going back. He looks up, it is off the wall. Turning third, they're gonna send in Mixon. Holding up at second is Cascio, and it's a 6-6 game. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Ball grounded towards first, and right through the legs of the first baseman. Right through Lewis's legs to the right, and a sliding in safe from second all the way in Cascio. A comeback win for Garden City on an error in which Garden City had seven in the game. It's Lewis's error at first that does in Indian Hills.